Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Spike on the Mic Show with the lovely Bill Schmutz. The wildly popular Dr. Captain Clark. P.W. Fenton and his magic noisemakers. The voice of reason himself, Steve. And starring the award-deserving voice of the people, Spike on the Mic.
You know what? It is the Spike on the Mic Show, but guess what? Spike is not the host this week. He's turned over the duties to me. My name is Clark, also known as Captain Dr. Clark, or Dr. Captain Clark. I never know how it goes. But I am your humble host tonight. We're going to try to bring you more and better of the same nonsense you're used to every single week. So please strap yourselves in, get some snacks, feed the pets, lock the doors, take off your clothes, and enjoy the show with the rest of us the way we're doing it. I am here at our satellite studio, somewhat north of the Plushes Pin Chasers location, and I'm here with all the people that you know and love, also Steve. So let's introduce everyone. Let's go around the table. I don't care how anybody's sticking. You can offer that if you want to, but if you don't have anything prepared, don't feel like you have to come up with something on the fly. Our first luminary to my left, not necessarily my peripheral vision. I can't even say it, so I'm not going to say it. Please welcome PW.
Hi, how are you, Clark?
I'm fine. Thanks for joining us on the Spike and the Mic Show without Spike as a host.
Oh, isn't it great?
I like it so far.
Yeah. Best show ever.
Also joining us, you know him as the voice of reason. He's brought to you by Coca-Cola tonight. Please welcome Steve, the voice of reason.
Like roots between the tines of a mantis tiller.
Okay, go ahead and explain what all those things are, because nobody knows.
I'm speaking like roots between the tines of a mantis tiller.
What's a mantis tiller?
It's a thing that churns up the earth, and if you put it through roots, it kind of grabs them and spins them around the tines, like a tiller has that grabs roots and the roots stick.
Boy, this is
god awful.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now we know that that's how you're sticking. Thanks for volunteering that.
They stick really well.
Was I supposed to be sticking?
That was, well,
you got
to
pull them out.
You had the option of sticking, of course. So, yeah.
You'd have to pull me out of here.
Okay, that's fair. That may happen. Sitting across the table from the voice of reason is, as mentioned in the, was it the lovely Bill Schmutz?
Yes.
The lovely Bill Schmutz.
Yeah.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Dr. Captain Clark. I'm actually doing well. I'm very appreciative of you not keeping the black man down during the Black History Month by giving him the night off, at least from the main hosting duties.
Well, we can't remove the Spike from the Spike on the Mic Show.
Yeah.
And now that you mention it, sitting directly to your left, he's normally
which
the
is
guy,
my peripheral vision, by the way.
Your peripheral
vision.
Yeah.
The guy who's usually the reason that we're here because his name is on the sign, Spike. Hi, Spike. How are you today?
Well, good evening, Mr. Dr. Captain Clark. Thank you for sitting in the big chair tonight and hosting because, you know, it is Black History Month. So me being the tallest one of the group, I should have, you know, some downtime.
And, you know, in typical Black History fashion, white people should take something from you.
Yes, so. Exactly. Maybe get a town named after you.
Maybe. Well, thank you for having me. It's my honor to be here. We have some housekeeping to take care of before we get to the fun stuff,
ooh,
in that we have sponsors.
Ooh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Can we hear about the sponsors?
We certainly can.
The Spike and the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com. And by Urban Phoenix Studios, a space that evolves and molds into almost any event imaginable. With professional stage and lighting, if you can imagine it, we can bring it to life. www.urbanphoenixstudios.com.
Wow, those are some impressive sponsors. I like us.
Those are people we need to be in contact with.
You're right. Before we go any further, I'd like to apologize in advance. I know I've already said more times than I want to during this broadcast, so I will try to not do that. I didn't practice for this, though. So.
Yeah, if you were on Meet the Press,
yeah, it would
they would
terrible.
Take you off.
Yeah, I couldn't host a talk show
like this. We're not going
to
be playing no, are we?
No, because I would lose. I'd already have disqualified myself from even qualifying for the tournament.
Why is it wrong that I'm trying to increase
your You're right. No, that's why I'm apologizing for it. It's not good to say all the time. You sound like a dummy, and I don't want to do that.
Done.
But here, as on the Spike on the Mic show, as you all know, we talk about things in the
past,
future,
and the present.
Perfect. I knew we'd nail it tonight. That's exactly what we do.
You know why? Because I was the catalyst to get this thing going.
Yeah,
you really did. Catalyst?
You jumped right in there.
And you used it correctly at the same time?
Just like a Cadillac.
That is amazing. Well, I brought topics for us, so shall we begin with topics, with topic changing? Who's going to do the voice?
Oh, all righty then. I'll do the topic changing. We're about to begin our very first topic.
Now.
That was outstanding. I loved it. This first story I call a story about a mistake. I'm not as clever as Spike, so I don't come up with a witty wordplay. So this is a story about a mistake.
But you were very alliterative in saying that.
Yeah, I tried to. Yeah. I tried to make
and
it special.
Plus, you don't have to compare yourself to me. There's standards.
Yeah, I know.
You know, be you. Don't
I'm
try trying. To be me.
I'm sorry. I've already ruined the show.
No, he's going to cry. He's going to cry now.
This is a story about a mistake.
Oh.
Okay, a small roadside cafe in central France reportedly found itself inundated with diners and TV crews last week. Let's guess why that happened, and we'll start with PW. Why do you think a small roadside cafe in central France suddenly found itself inundated with diners and TV crews last week?
Already this is going to be weird because it's going to stay in central France.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say it's because there was a possum invasion.
Okay. Possum invasion from PW. Yeah. Voice of reason?
Somebody made a mistake.
That's a good point.
And that, paid attention.
That's that, accurate.
That mistake was they mistook the name of the roadside tavern for something that was going on.
That's very close to the correct answer. Bill Schmatz?
What is the topic of this? What was the name of the topic?
A story about a mistake.
Damn it. That was you took my answer then.
I nailed
it. Yeah, I think you're all over it. I will say that someone, it was really big in France because if you order pancakes, they're going to give you French toast this place because France.
Can I change mine? Someone left the cake out in the rain.
No, cake was indoors. No. So
that's what you want to change it to?
Yeah.
So they just call it toast and not French toast. So that was the story. They're going, much like the Canadian bacon is called P-mail bacon as opposed to Canadian bacon. They don't
what
call
is P-mail?
It is a bacon in Canada.
You just invented the word P-mail.
P-mail is, it truly is. Wow. That is what Canadians don't call Canadian bacon, Canadian bacon. It's just.
They call it ham.
P-mail, it's P-mail bacon.
Do you know how to spell that?
Yeah, it's like female with a P.
Do you know Burger King is a French restaurant in France?
Yeah, the Royale with cheese.
Do they have American bacon in Canada?
What do they call that?
Bacon.
Just bacon?
Yeah.
Not American bacon? They don't give us our props?
They should, but no. So I'm going to say they just eliminated the word French in front of toast, so anything you dip in eggs, it's now called toast.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say they were giving away free French stuff. Wait, where was this place?
Central France.
Yeah, they were giving away free French stuff.
The voice of reason is closest. What happened was this restaurant, which is pronounced the Boucher à Oreiller, which boasts $13 beef bourguignon, received a Michelin star by mistake. Michelin is the dining guide that rates restaurants. There's another restaurant in northern France with the same name that was supposed to get the star, but this place is a little more, I don't know, probably mom and
diner-ish.
It's like a roadside cafe.
I bet people were just fawning over the food. Oh, yes.
This is so good.
You said Boucher. Does Guy Boucher have anything to do with it?
The biscuits and gravy are fantastic here.
Suddenly, we were rushed off our feet, Veronique Jacquet, who runs the cafe. about 120 miles south of the one in Boudervilliers, told reporters. Reporters were coming in, and then my son phoned me from Paris where he lives. He almost died laughing.
Oh, that's great.
So this food critic has a lot of pull, doesn't he?
The Michelin Guide is a very big deal.
Yes.
Yeah, if you get ratings from Michelin Guides, it increases your credibility a lot.
How can no one here saying something about the tires?
I don't know if are they related to the tires. I don't know much.
I don't think so.
I've never eaten at a Michelin rated restaurant.
No.
But it's been.
I don't think there are any around here.
The Michelin Guide has been around for a long time, though, right? It's a really big deal. I know that much about it.
Do you know why the Michelin bicycle refused to go any farther?
Yes.
Why?
I do.
It was too tired. You asked for a Michelin.
Do you have crickets?
A Michelin joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to keep that handy, probably.
Yeah.
Since we're still in the topic, and it really has nothing to do with it, and I was wrong, but it's P-meal, so it's P-E-A.
Aha, it's not P-meal, like female.
See, because I looked it up in the dictionary, and it immediately just went to female, figured I mistyped it.
No, P-E-A, meal, M-E-A-L. So, but I don't know why. Maybe it was a practical joke.
That's twice now.
You know what? You say P-male and you say P-male. It doesn't matter. It sounds
What is the name of a plant?
I'm going to look it up now.
Le plant.
Le plant.
No.
Le plant. Le plant de plant.
So was the mistake published in a book or in a periodical?
It did not make the print version of the ratings guide, but it stayed online on their website for nearly a week.
Oh, nice.
And then... I don't know how I feel about this. The Michelin guides, Claire Dorland-Clausel, said, "We apologize to the two establishments, and we are sorry to have misled our client." How would you feel if you owned the restaurant that got the star by mistake, and then they take it back, and they have to apologize to people? Like, doesn't that kind of make you feel bad about your restaurant a little bit?
Yeah, they're apologizing for me.
Why are you involved?
Because it's my restaurant.
It's not your restaurant.
But was
you just said it was.
Oh, I meant it rhetorically.
Right, I meant it
rhetorically. Oh, okay. All right. Sorry, I misunderstood. So it's like they're apologizing for you because you run a bad restaurant.
Yeah.
So, but was there usually a lot of times they get for reasons, you know? I mean, it's excellent service, or is there a certain signature dish? I mean, is this like the roadside flank steak at the other place? What was the item? Or
you know, I don't know. I think it's just the overall
ambiance
experience. Yeah. I don't know if it went into detail about maybe dishes they don't serve.
And is one star in a Michelin, is that good? Is that
I think any stars is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So did they start making the diners, instead of wearing aprons and maybe that says flow on the front, and all of a sudden they're wearing tuxes?
I think they were just really busy for a week.
Let me get this straight. The Michelin man said that this side of the restaurant was good. I mean, they said that Spike's Chez Boucher Lounge.
Say there's Spike's Diner.
Was good.
Yeah.
Everybody came to Spike's Diner, started eating food. And then the Michelin man said, "Oh, damn, I didn't mean Spike's Diner."
There's a Spike's Diner in Jacksonville.
I meant that place. So the Michelin man said, you know, in case y'all went to the Spike's original diner and didn't have a good experience.
Don't go there anymore.
It wasn't my fault.
No, it wasn't your fault. You weren't supposed to get the star, but then you also got the taking that away from you.
Does this Michelin award come with like a guy dressed in some yellow inflatable suit and starts throwing stars? Anything like that?
I don't know what the reference is, but I'll
look. Yeah.
Well, the Michelin man is basically a white inflatable suit.
But he doesn't throw ninja stars.
No, he throws tires. He's throwing tires, but I figured because he's giving out stars.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was an attempt at a joke.
Do you have those crickets handy?
I do. Probably going to use them again.
Yeah.
Well,
there we go.
Next time I'll say he's throwing tires, and then in that case it's not working.
I never heard of
the Michelin man throwing tires.
You've never seen the commercial where the Michelin man's throwing tires
onto
the car?
Yeah, that's how they fix tires. Like, you're broke down the side of the road.
They throw them on your car.
Yeah, the inflatable Michelin man.
They go right on your car.
Wow.
I'm so glad to see that the show gets off the track, even no matter who's
that's
at the
what
helm.
We're
I would
for.
Like to have been there and listened to the customers fawning over this diner fare.
Yes.
How excellent it is, and the meatloaf
is delicious.
Describing all the seasonings that they taste. Uh-huh. And
like an Emperor's New Clothes situation.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking Emperor's New Clothes, too. Yes. Oh, look at it. It's perfect.
And then they found out the star didn't belong there, and they're like, ugh. They made themselves throw up, and they drove 120 miles north.
He's naked.
Yeah.
So also, how come the Michelin man doesn't lose any kind of credit?
I think this probably hurts their credibility a little bit.
That's
pretty Big Botch. That's a
They were both the same name. They were exactly the same. Yeah, so there was no botching there. Both restaurants got more customers, right?
Yeah. You can get up to 3 stars.
Is that what it is? The top rating is 3? So 1 is really good then.
Yeah. No, 3 is good.
3 is really, really, really good. But 1's not too shabby. Yeah. Most places don't have any.
Yeah. No. I still don't think there's one in Tampa.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No. What, a Michelin person?
No Michelin-rated restaurants in Tampa. And we have some good restaurants. You ever been to Applebee's?
Are there any Michelin people here?
Oh, yeah. I love that.
It's worldwide. The Michelin Guide is a worldwide thing.
So there are some Michelin people walking around here. They just won't give a restaurant in the
They're like, oh, that was good. It's not worth any stars, though.
And I'd be interested in Burns Restaurant to see if it had a Michelin star.
I've always heard that Burns is overrated.
I really disliked it.
Really?
Yeah, their dessert is outstanding.
Yeah, that's all I've ever had there, and that was really good.
That was really great, but the steak.
A lot of people don't like aged beef. They don't like it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Charlie's, I heard, is really good. Never been there either.
No. No, that Applebee's you mentioned. That
Applebee's has riblets.
Yeah.
And
oh, yes.
Wonderful.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
And fries.
Yeah.
I don't know how many places have this thing called fries, but they have fries.
By the way, I just Googled the Michelin Guide to Great Restaurants.
Oh, good. I was hoping you would.
I know. And the guide was originally developed in 1900 to show French drivers where local amenities were. I don't know how 1900 how many French drivers there were, though.
Or how many places to even go eat.
It's true. But the rating was introduced in 1926 as a single star, with the second and third stars introduced in 33. According to the guide, 1 star signifies a very good restaurant. 2 stars are excellent cooking that is worth a detour, and 3 stars means exceptional cuisine that is worth a special journey.
All right, let's go one more round around the table on this topic, and then we'll move on.
All right.
If you were the Michelin Guide, let's say it's the PW Michelin Guide.
Right.
What restaurant that would you award a star to?
A star? Entire star?
Yeah, in the area. Your favorite, your restaurant that you'd say is worthy of a PW star.
I guess, yeah, Applebee's.
Applebee's? Okay. Voice of Reason, you going to say Racetrack?
Don't lead the witness.
I don't eat out that much.
But there must be a restaurant you enjoy. It's your guide. You can give it to whoever you want.
I don't have one.
That's pathetic.
Yes, really.
Bill Schmatz?
I would say Wawa's the Tripletta.
Wawa Delicious. Tripletta?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Spike?
I like O'Brien's. They have the best bacon cheeseburger going on the planet of the earth.
I'd like to point out none of these are sponsors, so owes us some money.
I still like
it. I'm going to say Poppin' Sons, the little diner on Dale Mabry. That's my
favorite. Oh, that's so.
I've never been there.
Really good hash browns.
Well, see, they do.
1 star.
They serve breakfast food, and I don't eat breakfast.
Oh, you can get other stuff, too. They have burgers and things.
Oh, they do? So,
yeah.
Is it going to be better?
So stop in and Poppin' Sons and get your 1 star hash brown burger.
Maybe we should start at something and walk around, and we should give a restaurant a star.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it won't matter if nobody.
I guess nobody really.
What, the spike on the mic guide?
Yeah, I got a stamp.
See,
that's
better than nothing. Yeah. Why would they turn it down?
Serious? Jeez.
Right, I think we've milked that for nearly 20 minutes, so that's probably all we're gonna get out of that whole debacle. Let's change topics.
All right, we finished that topic about somebody flinging tires at a restaurant. Now we move on to something else.
That's outstanding. I call this one a story about a football player.
A story about a football player.
Yes.
Is it Brian Piccolo?
It's not. It's not Brian Song. Former Texas A&M defensive end, and he's only former because he's graduating. He's used up his eligibility. He didn't quit school. His name is Miles Garrett, and he had a message meant for Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones on Friday. The 21-year-old, who's a highly rated prospect, really wants to play for the Cowboys, and he has a plan on how the franchise can make it happen. He said in an ESPN video with a smile, "I'm speaking to you, Jerry. Listen, Mr. Garrett," who's the Dallas Cowboys coach, "make it happen. Dak Prescott is leading our team right now. I need you to take Tony Romo, take a couple of picks, and give them to Cleveland so you can pick me up. Please, I'd love to play in Dallas. Make it happen."
No!
Now, obviously, he's joking about that a little bit, but how do we feel about the...
Who's this player?
His name is Miles Garrett. He's he has a possibility of being drafted number one overall, which belongs to the Cleveland Browns.
Ooh,
but he's
really
campaigning for not playing for the Cleveland Browns by openly asking, not only asking for the Cowboys to get him, but to get rid of guys
get
so
rid
they
of
can
Tony
get
Romo
him.
To-
How do we feel about this? Even though it's I'm sure it's a joke, but how do we feel about it? And take into consideration if you were a Dallas Cowboys player and this guy does happen to join your team, how do you feel about him mouthing off and getting your teammates traded before he even gets there? How do you feel if you're the Cleveland Browns, who he's basically saying, I don't want to play for them, I want to play for another team?
I'll start.
Okay.
I totally disagree with that. I hate those guys that do that, because one of the people that I don't like and to this day is John Elway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of the quarterback for the Giants, only because they didn't do what the system told them to do. The system says you have to go wherever you drafted, unless, you know, you should have to go where you are drafted. This guy here is trying to circumvent, big word.
Yeah, that's very good.
Man.
Circumvent the system and just trying to influence where he wants to play.
Mm-hmm.
If everyone did that, then everybody would go to Oakland Raiders. And then it would be a monopoly.
I bet you're lobbying someone would say, hey, trade Jamarcus Russell before the Raiders took number one.
Pretty sure they'd go to the New England Patriots. But that isn't there a certain amount of prestige to just getting drafted by any NFL team? You're still, even though the Browns are terrible, and they've been terrible, and they'll probably be terrible for a long time, you're still an elite-level athlete if you play for the Browns, right?
No.
You're not?
Didn't we draft somebody in Tampa Bay who just refused to play for sports?
Bo Jackson. Refused to play football for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he went to the Raiders.
And I'm okay with that because
– He went to the Raiders.
I'm okay with that because Bo Jackson did not play. He actually set out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so, and also he was black. I think that's what it was.
I read his book, and he said that a big reason he was mad at the Buccaneers is because they invited him for some tryout that apparently violated NCAA rules, and it screwed up his last year of eligibility to play baseball. And they lied to him about, oh, yeah, you can come down here. It's not going to affect you. And he was not able to play his final season of baseball for Auburn. So that's part of why he didn't like the Buccaneers. But Voice of Reason, what do you think about it? You're not a sports guy. What do you think about a guy? You probably have a unique perspective on this, because this is someone basically that's auditioning for a job. And he's kind of putting his future employers or possible potential employers on blast before he even has the job.
Well, if I've learned anything over the last few months, there's nothing that you can say that is too stupid to prevent you from getting the job of your dreams.
Half of that statement should be on a T-shirt with your face on it.
Yeah.
So, Bill Schmatz, you're a sports guy. What do you think about this situation?
Well, I mean, actually, Spike going first and mentioning Elway and mentioning Eli Manning, although I don't think he mentioned Eli Manning by name.
No, that Giants guy.
Yeah, Giants guy. But he did mention Elway.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious why. I mean, it's not an EL thing. It's not a tall thing.
Two white guys.
I know. And the black guy was excused.
Yeah, Bo Jackson was fine.
True, yeah.
Because he did it different.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and now Myles Garrett. Do you have a problem with Myles Garrett at this point? Because he is tall. Spike.
I think that question is addressed to you, Spike.
Well, yeah.
Oh. If it happens, then I will have to just, you know, go against my tradition. Yes, I will be against it.
I would say that there is something to the fact that he is a Texas kid anyway. Went to Texas A&M. You know, he's in the state probably. If he grew up a Cowboys fan and maybe, like you said, I mean, how much of it was tongue-in-cheek? How much was it to the effect of, you know, make it happen?
Yeah, I'm visualizing what happens if that actually does occur, that Tony Romo gets traded with some draft picks to the Cleveland Browns, and they draft this guy, and he shows up for training camp. Hi, guys.
Yeah. And does he wear Tony Romo's number?
Can I have Tony's locker, since that's obviously empty? It's going to be a fun year with you guys. I can't wait to be teammates.
I think nowadays it's the whole me thing when you talk about it, and Elway did it 30 years ago, 34 years ago.
And I still hold a grudge against him.
But it's kind of sports tradition for...
And he was a Bronco, too, after that. So don't even pretend like your Raiders stuff didn't have anything to do with that.
I'll pretend. Tell me what not to pretend.
It's kind of sports. It's sports tradition, though, for veterans to already not give a wide berth to rookies without them even popping off, right? I mean, don't they sort of haze those guys?
Sure. I mean, there would be a lot of expectations if you're going to give up the farm in order to move up. So there would be a little bit of pressure on him to perform a little bit more so.
Also, what if you are the Cleveland Browns and you draft him, and now your fans are like, oh, this is the guy that wanted to play for the Cowboys and not us?
Honestly, I don't think that's too much of a thing because of, again, how I didn't see the seriousness. I didn't see the tweet, text, email.
It was apparently a video. They keep calling it an ESPN video, which I don't know what that means. I mean, ESPN sat him down and said, tell us what you think about the Browns, or know that.
Yeah, but I think, you know what, it wouldn't be just the Browns if it was the case. If it was someone else that had the number one pick, it would be whoever that is. I don't think it's necessarily a slap at the Browns, even though the Browns suck and they got the number one pick.
Right.
If it was the Niners. Yeah, if the Niners had the top pick, it would probably be the same thing, you know, because we pretty much know that Colin Kaepernick's going to be starting next year. Mm. So it would be, hey, they need a quarterback, you know, at some point, so why not take Romo? So, you know, I don't know. If the Patriots somehow had the pick from Cleveland, you know, if some reason they had made a trade, I don't think he'd be saying trade Tony Romo to him at that point because, well, you know, with Brady, they're not necessarily going to do that. I think it's a situational thing. It just so happens to be the Browns because they suck or in that position.
What he might do is, if you guys going to accept what's his guy name? French Toast?
Yeah, name is French Toast. And no, it's Miles Garrett.
That's it, Miles Garrett.
Defensive end for Texas A&M.
If he does that, then every year players are going to try to do their own little YouTube video and say, hey, I want to play for the Raiders.
Why you think they're going to go to the Raiders.
Because that's the best team in the history of teams.
It's the number one pick at that point. It's whatever team they want to play for. But all right, so why isn't Miles Garrett saying he wants to, you know, hey, let me trade with the Raiders. Let's go for the 12th pick.
Okay, outside of John Elway, that Giants guy, who else said, I only want to play for these teams here? Everyone else just says, I'll be happy to play whoever get drafted.
Bo Jackson.
And I think that's what fans want. They want their guy to go, I'm happy to go wherever. I'm thrilled to be here in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Right. And now this guy, Miles Jackson, is trying to change it.
Hmm.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
It's going to open up a can of Pandora's box.
What I don't understand is why you get rid of a quarterback to get a defensive end. That doesn't really...
Well, he mentioned Dak Prescott, who kind of assumed the starting role for the Cowboys this past
year. And Romo will be moving this year. I mean, Romo's no longer going to be a Cowboy. So
he was expendable.
Kind of jumping on, you know, piling on a little bit on Tony Romo.
Yeah, there's no way that Romo's wearing the star on his helmet next year.
Also, if I think Cleveland does have the number one.
They do.
Overall, and Dallas made the playoffs, so they're going to be way up there. It's going to cost them more than a broken-down quarterback and a couple draft choices to move up to number one, isn't it?
I would say it would probably take a first, a second, and a first next year.
Yeah. So nobody has to listen to this guy. It's not. They don't have the option of holding out anymore, right? If you're a rookie and you're drafted, you have to sign for whatever the salary is.
There is a salary cap for rookies, but it's slotted amount for the most part. However, they don't have to sign. They just have to sit out for the year. There has been a couple players that have done that. I mean, not to the high profile that we talk about number one overall, but if they're picked 14th, 15th, they didn't like that money that was slotted, so they just sat out.
So what he could do if he wanted to is he could sit out and then sign a free agent contract with the Tampa Bay Storm and do that, right?
Yes, with the Storm, yes. But if he wanted to go back into the league, I think he'd fall back into the draft next year.
Okay. So what we learned from that topic is that football's stupid.
I got no idea what y'all are talking about. Although I was thinking, is this a sports topic? I want to bring this up.
Go ahead. I'll let you go.
No, mine's way off.
Well, then I'll just say, you know, it happens all the time with baseball and hockey players who get drafted and decide not to go. They just use the college excuse or go somewhere else, and they can re-enter the draft the next year.
Especially baseball.
Right.
Yeah, but there's hockey players that have done that too.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say, wasn't Eric Lindros like that before?
Yeah, he tried to pull strings and wind up in places that he...
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, where you don't get drafted for a year, you just sit out and wait till the next year.
Right. All right, now we can change topics.
Should we?
Yes.
I think we should.
Yeah, let's change topics.
That was a really, really funny, hilarious topic about football. Now here's this.
All right, I have a game that we're going to play later, and it may take a while. So I'm wondering if we should squeeze another topic in or if we should go right to the game. We have approximately half the show remaining.
Are there games?
You like games?
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to wait then.
Yeah,
all right.
Really.
All right.
This next topic is very short, and I don't even know what input we can get from it, but...
let's give it a shot.
Okay. I call this a story about a traffic ticket.
A story about a traffic ticket.
Yes. A 24-hour traffic enforcement event, which I don't know why they don't just say speed trap, because that's what they're talking about.
Yeah.
By Edmonton Police, again in Canada, resulted in 2,442 violations, a highlight of which is a distracted driving ticket for a motorist wearing a live ferret around their neck while driving.
Wow.
What are your opinions on driving? We'll start with the voice of reason. What are your opinions on the driving with rodents?
Shouldn't do it.
Shouldn't do it? Do you have a reason for that or just a...
No, quick answer so we can get to the game.
Oh, all right. Schmatz, rodents and driving. What say you?
I'd say better around the neck than down the pants.
All right. Ooh. That's reasonable.
Wow,
but
yeah.
Did we see that State Farm commercial or whatever it is? I know they're not a sponsor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Where you got that little guinea pig or whatever it was that decided to crawl up the guy's leg.
Yeah. And
Bill Murray drove with a groundhog. On the steering wheel.
There
so he's a rodent, right?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
All right, so there's not.
I'm okay with it.
You're okay with it?
If he was going to ask me.
I was going to ask you.
I'm okay with driving with a rodent.
With a ferret? Okay.
Yeah, it's like a dog.
What about a rat?
What about your gerbil?
All of it.
All of them?
I'm good.
At the same time?
Hey, Noah did
it. Okay.
Noah did do it.
PW, you were a member of law enforcement.
And I owned a ferret at one time.
Oh, my God. You're an expert on this topic.
And I can't imagine a ferret staying around my neck, so he must have been fastened in some way.
Maybe it was cold, and he was seeking
Or maybe
warmth.
it was just
Edmonton, so.
Coincidental timing when that snapshot was taken that it just happened to be on his neck.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Where would you want a ferret if you were driving? You don't want him running around free in the cabin of your vehicle.
You pretty much don't want a ferret roaming around free, period.
Okay.
Because they can get into anything.
All right. Well, good work, Edmonton law enforcement. Thank you for your service.
By the way, he probably wouldn't have got a ticket if the ferret was dead.
Probably right. You're probably right.
Oh, the chinchilla world.
All right. Well.
You like a fur coat.
All right. Enough with the.
Where do the chinchillas live now? Where are they based out of?
Chili's.
Yes. Where shopping is a pleasure.
Yeah. I don't know where chinchillas live.
You mean where they're
I've never aside from
indigenous?
Well, I don't think they're extinct, but you know, exactly where the indigenous, where are they?
Indigenous means extinct?
Yeah, no. You were actually using the right term and I just thought you had it wrong.
When I'm not sitting in the big chair,
you are so sharp.
Smart, yes.
And you're on Facebook, you're not even paying attention to the show. You're doing really good.
Yeah, can you spell indigenous?
No.
Okay.
I just thought of that commercial with the shaving cream that had chinchillas in it.
Yeah, because I'm curious. I don't think I've ever seen anything other than being in a fur coat of some sort. He goes, yeah, hey, look at that group of chinchillas.
So not only do we not have a Michelin-rated restaurant, we also don't have any chinchillas in Tampa. We are really lacking. Sure,
there are no Michelin 3 stars in Florida.
Wow.
Only like the closest 1 star?
Are we going back to that?
Actually, I only got to 3 stars.
Oh, okay. All that. No, we won't go back to that.
I saw one in New York, though.
Yeah, they were like, there were 4 in New York and like 5 in San Francisco. Or like 6 in New York and 4 in
San Francisco. Is supposed to have some really good restaurants.
Hey, do you guys think
there's
that
chinchillas in there?
You guys think heckling affects the professional football player? This is a sports-related question I wanted to ask that y'all didn't let me ask.
Oh. Hey, runner.
That's batter, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would say individual heckles, probably not. I would say a whole bunch of people heckling, just kind of making a big noise, probably has some.
So if you a professional basketball player and you sit up at the free throw line, are you concerned by the hecklings?
Yeah, it would affect me.
It would affect you?
Yeah, if they're waving balloons and stuff and yelling and holding pictures, it would probably distract me.
Remember? Daryl. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was.
So, PW, you think it affects the performance of the professional player?
Oh, absolutely. It affects my performance.
You know what? But not always in a negative way. Sometimes it inspires them. You look at a Joe Giravicious when he went to Philadelphia.
That's right.
In that first game of the season after he lit up their ass in the playoff game. Then he came back after, unfortunately, you know, his son Ian.
So you're saying performance can make it can improve his performance.
It certainly made him more focused to kick
Don't you wish we had Giravicious and Lynch still, you know.
Well, they might be. I think they're 40 right now. Yeah. So.
Well, yeah, you know, but you know, the prime ones.
Yeah.
Voice of reason?
If I were shooting free throws and as a professional basketball player, it wouldn't affect me one way or the other. I'd make every one of them, every shot.
If you were playing professional basketball, professional basketball would be the worst sport in the world.
Yeah.
Still, I would make every free throw. I would make.
Spud Webb towers over you. Muggsy Bogues towers.
What do you say to Shaq, who wasn't very good at hitting free throws, but is considered one of the greatest players of all time?
Probably not as good as me.
I know what you would say to Shaq. What? Pick me up so I can get them back.
Yeah.
You would actually be able to.
No, first thing Shaq's I would say legs. To him if I saw him is don't pick me up.
Oh, pick me up so I can dunk. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to dunk.
All right, I want to go on record and say I don't think heckling bothers the athletes.
I'd make them all anyway.
I'd heckle you and you would lose it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to one of your baseball games. You would lose it. I'm telling you, you'd break down in a minute.
No. Not even close, even if you...
All right, well, I'm going to a game, one of your games. All right, find game. Out. All right, game time.
All right, shall we?
Oh, yeah. Do I need to write anything down?
Do we need this?
No, not write anything. No, nope.
Do we need this?
We need the music I have.
Oh, yes.
And now it's time for the new game show, Things Blank People Like.
Oh, okay. I like
it's this. It's a blank because it's not necessarily... It's a one group or the other is going to like these things.
Oh.
And I'm going to tell you what they are.
Okay.
I'm going to give them to you in random order.
We fill in the blank.
And either white people like them or black people like them.
Oh.
Okay. If you're asking what the authority is on them, the website stuffblackpeopledig.com and stuffwhitepeoplelike.com.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of food in here.
Not necessarily. They're long lists. I only took a certain number from each site. I'm not going to tell you how many, so you can't guess in advance.
So are we going to all shout at once, or will you do these one at a time?
We'll go one at a time.
So it has to be black or white. It can't be Mexican.
It can't be both. No, there's no. It's only black or white because it's Black History Month.
Yeah.
Well, this is in honor of Black History Month. Okay. So and we're white.
Okay.
It can't be Hispanic because it's Black History Month.
Right. Black History Month.
Can it be Jewish?
No.
It could be white Jewish people.
Let me ask.
Or black Jewish people, yeah.
Sure. The expectations of this game is, should Spike get every black answer correct?
I think whoever gets the most right is probably the most culturally diverse person.
That's nice.
So that's the title we're going for.
Do we have a prize?
He's being that question answered.
We do have a prize. It's a year-long subscription to Jet Magazine.
Oh,
all right. Mass subscription
when it's
is
Hispanic
running out.
Month, it'll be what? Hispanic people and white people.
I think the olive oil.
I don't know.
So the white people are in everything. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Maybe.
What astronauts and white people? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Chinese and white people.
Jeez.
Are we ready to begin?
I got it. Yes. Name them all.
All right. We're gonna start with PW because he's to the left. Item number one, and we'll all take a turn. All you have to do is say either black or white. You can offer your reasons why or not.
Show your homework, huh?
Okay. Item number one, hot combs.
White.
Okay. Voice?
White.
Okay. Schmatz?
Blight.
It's not an answer.
Could it be any? Could there be a black and a white?
No. It's one or the other.
I've never had a hot comb, by the way.
Or the other. Hot combs, like a pocket comb?
I think it's a barber implement. I think it's a hot comb. It's something you get at the barber shop.
Oh, can I change mine?
Yeah, I'm going to go black.
Yeah, I want to change mine to black, too.
Okay.
I want to, too, if those guys did.
Oh, come on. You wanted to play the game, or you just wanted to ruin the game.
Oh.
All right. I'm sticking hot combs with white.
I changed it. Go ahead.
Right. No, I think white girls do that, use those hot combs in their hair.
Okay. Spike?
I'm sorry. I know the answer is black.
The answer is black. So, because everybody changed, everybody gets the point. Yay!
Yay! That's fabulous.
Okay. He knows my people.
Steve actually
I don't get the point.
You went back to white. He went back to white again.
Item number two, we'll lead off with Voice of Reason.
Okay. Oh. Before you did, Lake City played, so we should give them a chance. People in the chat line, give them a chance. They went with black.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So everybody's on the board. Right. Item number two, complaining and talking loud. Voice of Reason.
That's a tough one.
Well, not easy. So
I'm white, and I never complain, and I've tried to keep it at a nice even tone. So I'm going to say black people.
Okay, Schmuck.
I'm saying black.
Okay, Spike.
I'm going to say white. Damn it.
Okay, what's Lake City say?
Oh, yeah.
Lake City, you have to give us some answers real quick.
And you're going to give us the correct answer on this, right?
Eah. Well, while we're waiting, PW, and talking loud.
I'm going to go with white.
Okay, the answer is black.
Yeah. Wow. I've walked through University Mall many times.
Item number three.
I kind of knew it was black, but I didn't want to talk about the tall people like
that. So me and Spike got that wrong.
Yeah, yeah. So we have leaders right
now. We are Kenya spirits.
Yeah. Voice, Schmatz, and Spike.
Schmatz. Get this one.
Item number three. It's a video game, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, from the very popular Grand Theft Auto line. Schmatz, what say ye?
Wow, I'll say white.
Okay.
Yes, I want to win. I'm going to say white.
Okay. PW?
I'm going to say black.
Okay. And voice?
It sounds Hispanic to me, but I'm going to say white.
Okay.
All right, we'll go with Lake City and say black.
The answer is black. Black people love
the
Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Hmm. Yep.
I'm sorry, Lake City said white.
Oh. Okay. Well, it's all botched now. Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Your records say that black people like Grand Theft Auto.
It's not my records. I said it's from stuff black people dig and from stuff white people like.
I'm sorry. I thought that was a video game.
It is a video game.
It is a video game.
Jackass.
All right. So this isn't my subjective ranking. I got this on the internet.
All right.
All right, Spike, you're going to lead off this one. Mm-hmm. Bootleg DVDs.
God. I'll just go with black.
Okay. PW?
I'm going to go with black.
Okay. Voice?
Black people have DVD players?
Doesn't say that. It just says they like bootleg DVDs.
Yeah. I'm going to say white.
Okay. And Schmatz?
I'll go black.
All right.
Didn't the guy get shot in front of the convenience store selling bootleg DVDs?
He did.
Yeah.
Buying.
Those were cigarettes, wasn't it?
Selling, but not buying.
No, he was selling
the
bootleg DVDs.
Black people dig.
Okay. Oh, Lake City went with black.
Hold on one.
So, like, I'm starting to see a pattern here.
Yeah, me too.
It may not have been as in random order as I wanted it to be. But I'm going to fix that right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
What was the answer?
The answer was black.
It was.
Okay, we're going back to PW.
Yes.
Wes Anderson movies.
Wes Anderson movies.
Mm-hmm.
White.
Okay.
Could I add Lily White?
Okay. Voice?
I don't know who Wes Anderson is, but apparently the answer is always black, so I'm going black now.
Okay. Schmatz?
Yeah, I'm torn because I really don't. I'm with Voice of Reason. I'm not a Wes Anderson
sounds
aficionado,
like a Swedish guy or something.
But the Lily White answer almost tells me I have to go white. But I agree with what the Voice of Reason's been saying. It's like everything's been black. I'm gonna go
what
white.
Croc.
You're gonna go white.
I'll go white.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big mistake.
I have to go white because I've never heard this person.
The answer is white.
Yeah.
Anderson. PW. You know who Wes Anderson is?
Yes.
He's a filmmaker.
Yeah.
He makes movies.
Is he the horror movie guy?
No.
That's Wes Craven.
Yes. Wes Craven.
He did like the Royal Tenenbaums.
Right.
Never seen it.
And because it's white people.
Yeah.
It's Lily White.
It's Lily White.
That, and thank you for the Lily part. That actually tipped me off.
Is there somebody named Wes Craven?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a horror guy.
Okay.
Different guy.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. I believe it's Voice of Reason's turn. Diversity.
Black. I'm going to stick with black.
Okay.
It like
I'm sorry, did
diversity?
Yeah, this is something that one of these groups likes, diversity.
White.
Okay. Spike?
Black.
Black people love diversity.
Yeah, we live on that stuff.
PW?
I say black.
It is white.
Thank you.
White people love diversity.
Really?
They don't really. They just think it's a politically correct answer, so that's why.
All right.
So they really don't like it?
Well, yeah, of course not. I mean, hey, he just had to say
it. Of course not.
Of course not. He just say it because it's the right thing to say.
They stand in the middle of their white neighborhood and go, diversity.
Diversity now.
Look who's moving in the neighborhood.
Wes Craven movies.
This is so great. Look who's moving into the neighborhood.
That's diversity.
Well, that's hypocritical.
I just went with the answer from the website. That's what I went when I watch when I look at whitepeoplelike.com. That's what I go with.
Maybe hypocrisy should be the next question.
This one is going to be tough.
All right.
This one's going to be very difficult.
Steve starts it off. This
no,
no, Schmatz does.
Oh,
my turn.
Incense.
Oh, okay.
I'm
gonna say that is I'm a white. We'll go white.
Okay.
Yeah, I was
Spike.
It sounds so much like incest. I'm gonna go with
all right.
White.
PW.
I'm gonna go with black.
Okay. And voice of reason.
Yeah, I think from the college dorms and all that, you always smelled that incense. I think it's black.
Well, it is black.
Yes!
Black people love incense.
Well, Lake City says about the diversity thing, they like it on paper.
They like it on this website.
And as far as the incense.
They like it at stuffwhitepeoplelike.com. They were wrong. Sorry, it's under stuff black people dig.
Wow.
All right, here we go. We're going to keep moving on. I believe it's Spike's term, film festivals. Who loves film festivals?
Whites.
Okay. PW?
What kind of a film festival?
Just film festivals.
All right, white.
Okay.
Yeah.
Voice?
White.
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 Schmatz?
Yeah, I can only think of the one in the Rockies and Cannes, so, and I see are white people there, so I'll go
it
white.
It is white people across
all
the board.
Right. That's fabulous. Yeah.
Hooray.
You did that to make us feel good, huh?
This is a potential curveball, so I'm interested to see what the answers are here. And we're back to PW.
Yes.
Being black.
Wow.
Wait. Things that blank people like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Black people like being black.
Things that
Before you answer blank. Too hastily, consider the possibility of white people appropriating black culture. So that could be or could not be a factor. It's just something to think about. But the item is being black. So, PW, you are the first one up this time.
I'm going to go with black.
Okay. Voice?
I used to be black. I know it's white people that prefer to be black.
Okay.
So I switched to white. So
what's your answer?
Yeah,
the answer is
really
white.
Okay. White.
I'm going to say, only because I hear Spike complaining about it all the time, I'm going to have to say white.
All right. And Spike?
Lake City went with black.
Uh-huh.
That's my original thought, but I'm like, you know what? Spike's always complaining about getting pulled over.
I know.
So
yeah.
I'll go white, yeah.
Yeah, he makes a big issue out of it.
I know.
Yeah, but really.
Like being black.
Yeah, the question was, do I like being black?
Yeah.
Issue. But you say I keep complaining about it.
Yeah.
This is either on stuff black people dig or stuff white people like. So
white people like being black.
Hey, I'm gonna have to go with white.
It's black people
it
like
was
being
me.
Black.
I got it.
Yeah.
Black people Lake love City, being black.
Yes. Well.
All right.
Lake City. Lake City got that. Got black.
So white people don't like being white?
That's not enough.
That wasn't the question.
That wasn't the question. Yeah.
White people should try it sometime. Yeah. I'm sure they would switch.
Here's the thing. These lists are very long. These websites have a long list. And I only pulled a few from each.
Yeah.
So that we're not doing all the things. So.
That was wise.
I just learned y'all hate being white.
Well, I don't know if they can draw that inference,
not
but that's
me.
Fine.
I love it.
That's
you don't want to. You don't want to go back, huh?
So we know the answer to the minivans. Then yes, right?
Yeah.
I love it.
All right, it's a voice of reason's turn.
Yes,
religions their parents don't belong to.
Oh, white people love religions that their white parents don't like belong to.
Okay.
You said that they're white parents.
Yeah,
that their white parents don't belong to.
Yeah, the
had white parents,
that's
I
like
don't
double
know.
White.
Religions their parents don't belong to is the item. So you're saying white?
Yeah, white.
Okay. Schmatz?
Well, every black person I know is Baptist, so I'm gonna go with I'll go with white.
Okay.
Yeah, we got another one.
Spike?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with whites.
Okay. And PW.
Yeah, white.
Across the board, it's whites. White people love religions their parents don't belong to.
Yeah, that was an easy one. That was a softball.
Well, so was being black, I thought. It generated a lot of discussion, though.
Yeah.
In your face, Mater. In your face, Pater.
All right.
Anybody got some crickets?
That's fine.
Yeah. I was reaching for them.
All right, here we go. Some of these are going to be easier than others.
Okay.
That
Who's up? Is it Schmatz?
Yes.
Was it? Okay, probably, yeah.
Okay. Eating at mama's house.
Oh, that's black.
Say mother. Throw a curveball.
I'm writing the way it's written.
Yeah.
I took it directly off the website.
Yeah, if you just said mother.
If it said mom's house. Yeah,
yeah, maybe really. Listen,
but white mama's, Southerners say mama, too. Oh, there was a whole show called Mama's Family.
Yeah.
But, and they were all. There was no black people on that show.
There was?
They were all.
Yeah, from the Carol Burnett show, Mama's Family.
Vicki Lawrence.
Maybe the writer.
I'm
still going black.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to stay with my peoples.
Okay. PW?
Black.
And voice.
Yeah, also black people.
It is black people.
All right. Cross the board.
Excellent.
Hooray. Okay. Spike, you're leading off.
I like this.
Coffee.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Coffee.
Curve. There's no qualifiers. It's just coffee.
What color of pot?
Coffee. What did I just say? What did I just say?
Not purple.
Coffee.
It's a Bill's turn to go.
No, I went first line.
No, it's Spike's turn.
It's the most important meal of the day. But for me, there's one particular breakfast that just takes me away.
He didn't say.
Something about this biscuit. Something about this biscuit. It is the best biscuit I know.
Right. I'm sorry, I just, you know, the coffee. Oh, you're crossing out biscuits?
Biscuits is not on the list.
I'm going to go with white all day. Lake City went with white.
Okay. PW, the item is coffee.
Coffee, I got to go with white, too.
Okay, and voice?
I happen to know that nobody liked coffee more than the Mills Brothers, black.
Okay, and Schmont.
Well, we'll give the voice of reason a chance to go solo on this one. I'll go white.
You ever heard of Starbucks?
It is like white. Coffee. White people like coffee. Tea.
I like the Java Jive and it likes me.
White people like coffee.
Coffee and tea. The Java
Silence.
And me. A cup.
Are you close to done?
What goes on in your world?
Next item, and I think it's PW. We're back to PW.
Yes.
Farmers markets.
Oh, farmers markets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go.
There's a pattern here.
Yeah, I'm going to go white.
Okay. Voice?
White.
Schmatz?
White.
I'm sure Lake City's seeing white, right?
Yeah. Obviously.
Okay. It is white people. White people love the farmers market.
Oh, that's
good. They do. Okay. Voice of reason. Giving their children made-up names that are hard to spell and pronounce.
Oh, this is going to be tough.
That would be my black people.
No! Wait. Is that you're answering that?
Yes.
Okay, because there are several ways to spell certain white people girl names, like Susan with a Y in it and stuff.
The
like
Z-Y.
That.
So,
yeah.
Lynn with an E.
Okay.
That may or may not be.
I didn't think about it that way.
But answer
now
how you think.
Now that you mentioned it.
I'm not meant to change it.
I'm sticking with black.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Schmatz?
And I know that there's certainly a lot of ways to differently spell, but the question was hard to
pronounce
too, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to go with black.
Okay. Spike?
Bone sequel.
Does it end with a
quad? Is that your answer?
Yeah, blacks.
Yeah. EW?
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Lake City, of course, went with black.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your PW?
That was black.
Funny enough, it is black people.
Oh, that's funny.
It is black people.
All right, yeah, that was obvious with a B.
Okay, this one may be obvious too. Whose turn is it?
Me, I think. Yeah.
Schmatz, making fun of darker black people.
Wow.
Next question.
I think darker black people.
I want an answer.
Just from the car
next
ride
question.
Over, some of them stand on
you mean so darker black people than white?
Maybe some white people are okay with like a coffee-skinned black person.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't like the darker ones.
You should go to the next question.
No, but that you only make fun of people that you like, right?
I don't know.
I mean, that's right, isn't it?
How can white people make
that's
fun
right,
of
That's right, isn't it, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, help me with my racism.
You only make fun of people you like.
Nice shirt today.
What's your next
listen,
question?
Listen, there's hard questions, there's easy questions. We have to answer them all.
Yeah, I went with black.
Okay.
White.
Seriously? Okay.
Damn it.
Are you going with white?
Yeah. I'm going for white.
Yeah, all black, right. black, black.
Black, black, black. You only have to say it once.
Oh, okay.
Stop it!
Ebony Black.
Stop it! Black.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
It is black, people.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. Are we taking a call?
I think so.
What do you want?
Hello?
Yeah?
Tell us the topic right now or we're hanging up on you.
Hi. Spike there?
Yeah.
Yes?
We're live on live right now. What's going on?
Wait, who's live on live?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Live on live.
Oh, we're doing two shows at the same time, right?
Oh, we are? What other show are we on?
This is Spicoli TV calling the Spike on the Mic show.
Hello, Spicoli TV. How are you?
It's not Friday.
Pretty good. How's things going over there? I knew you were going off the air in here in a second, so I figured we'd call and say, what the hell's going on?
We're doing a game show that's called Things Blank People Like, and it's a list of items compiled from StuffBlackPeopleDig.com and StuffWhitePeopleLike.com.
Oh.
Give us a question.
Okay. Eating at Mama's house.
Black are people white like that or white people?
Black people or white people. That's your only choices.
Black people. Black people say mama.
Yep. All right.
There you
that's
go.
Right.
Give them the insect.
So I like eating there.
How about this one? Coffee.
Coffee?
Mm-hmm.
That's white people.
You're right. Two for two.
Yeah.
Incense.
Incense. That was the real hard one. Who likes incense?
That's a black person.
He's right.
Vanilla.
You're nailing all of these.
Serious.
You know your stereotype.
Do you want to stay on the phone while we do
You know black people better than Spike does.
Damn, that's a
okay, how about
right
this
there.
One? Diversity.
Yeah, who likes diversity?
Black people.
No. White people love diversity. Yep.
According to the Pew survey.
Do you guys want to stay on the line? We got five more. You guys want to play along the last five?
I don't know if we have time for five more, but.
Well, we're going to go fast.
Okay.
All right, speed round. Okay, last five items. Assists. Who likes assists?
Assists.
Mm-hmm.
White people.
Okay.
Assists, like helping?
Basketball.
Assist. Yeah.
White people.
Certainly white.
Okay.
Black are all about them.
Wow.
Assist black.
Okay.
Black.
Spike?
Black. I mean white.
Okay. And PW?
Black.
It's white people. White people like assists.
What does Spicoli people say?
They said black. I heard them.
Said black.
They said black on our chat board.
Yeah.
Yeah. Organic food.
White. White people for sure.
White.
Lake City said white.
White.
Yeah, everybody.
Across the board, everybody says white. That's correct.
Yeah.
Here's a curveball. Barack Obama.
Ooh.
Everybody.
No, it's got to be one or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say white people.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you guys?
Yeah, white.
Black.
White people.
Oh, damn. The black people didn't like him?
The white people don't want to admit they don't because then they're racist that they do.
They got a diversity.
And black people love to hate him, I guess.
We only got two more. They may or may not be as clear-cut as they sound. One of the last two. Expensive tennis shoes.
Black.
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 White.
Ooh.
It's black people that like expensive tennis shoes. Right.
Yeah, it was expensive tennis shoes. That was the question.
And the last one, this is the last one, making you feel bad about not going outside.
White people.
White people.
Ooh, that's a good one. This one is like the first, only two that I've been lost on, white.
Making you feel bad about not going outside?
About not going outside.
Well, you're always in front of that computer.
You got to be black.
I'm going with white.
It's white people.
All right.
Yay. Nice.
All right.
We've I have
got
a feeling,
two and a half minutes.
I have a feeling Spicoli would have won this because they think they nailed everything except for one. But
it's two. By the way, Spicoli TV, what are you all doing real quick since you called us?
Yeah.
Our caller said white, but we're just hanging out. I don't want to keep you guys. I know you're going to wrap up your show here, but I figured we call and just say hello.
Well, thank you.
Are you guys broadcasting on a Monday now?
Yeah, no, we're just doing a special show tonight starting at 8 o'clock. A friend asked us to come on for a couple hours and keep him entertained.
Because it's President's Day. Because it's President's
Day,
right?
It's the President's Day special at Spicoli
TV.
Exactly,
and I picked Grover Cleveland.
Also a winner.
White.
Yeah, white.
He's white.
If you guys had called in 5 minutes earlier, I think you would have won that game because I think you guys nailed everything except for like one.
I had William Henry Harrison because I wanted to get out of here fast.
Well, in honor of Black history, I say one.
Wow.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Later, dude.
Also, we got a tweet from the Mark O Radio Show.
Oh.
And they said, love some biscuits.
I think that would be a both.
Yeah.
So the winner, I actually did keep
score. How long is the biscuit song? It was closed with the biscuit song.
Well, they missed three.
We don't have enough time. It's like around 3 minutes
long. You can fade it out. You can fade it out.
Sure.
Yeah, I lost the sheet I was keeping
score. Great show, Clark.
Yeah.
It was me. I only missed three.
I have PW.
Lake City won it all.
Oh, nice.
PW is the most diverse person on the show.
It's way to go, Paul.
For more fun like that, all those items have like essays written about them and why either the black people like them or the white people like them. And they're, like I said, there's like 50 of them. Again, the website is...
Thingsblackpeoplelike.com and things...
No, black people dig.
Dig, oh.
Yeah, it's...
And white people like?
White people like, black people dig.
Yeah, it's stuffblackpeopledig.wordpress.com.
Oh.
And then stuffwhitepeoplelike.com. So I recommend checking out both those sites. Very funny for both of them.
Sounds like
get your stereotypes on and enjoy yourself. Like I said, there's a lot more than 20 items on there for both.
Sounds like the black people dig was taken before, so they had to go with this.
Possibly. And I don't know if that was their ranking or just in the order they published them, but they each had 10. So that's it for the Spike on the Mic Show. Thanks for joining us. Good night. Everybody learn nothing.
Oh, that's great.
I learned hummus.